Demonstrating and further the truth. The following method. Even in the 100,000 years of suffering. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one of myself.
Amish the Buddha. Amish the Dharma. Amish the Sangha. In asking myself what the most important single thing I could emphasize in a talk today might be, one word comes up very clearly, and that is patience. This is not a talk on patience, but I see in myself and I see in the world around us a growing impatience with the sheer difficulties involved in trying to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. It's hard to keep wearing the masks, keep being mindful of keeping a reasonable distance from other people when one's out and about. After over a year and a half now of these efforts, and I'm reminded of what has been so frequently in many, many ways, my experience of doing some activity that has some kind of goal, and as I approach the goal, at some point losing my concentration and making a mistake. The event that stands out most vividly in my mind is when I was in Colombia and had gone for a long walk up into the hills from where I was living on a gravel road. And it was a steepish road, and on the way back it was slippery, and it was hard not to slip on the gravel and fall. And I managed it all the way down to the very bottom, and in the last few feet I actually lost my concentration and slipped and fell. And I can think of many, many times in my life, many of them very little ways in which I've done that. To be near the end of something and kind of anticipating the relief of not having to keep up that level of concentration and not having to keep that level of effort up. To relax ahead of time and give up. And whenever that happens, I always make a mistake and I always get nailed. This pandemic is like that. I figure it's going to go on for a couple years from when it started, at least. I'm going by the kind of rough rule of thumb. That tends to be what happens with plagues and pandemics. They don't go on forever at the same intense level. But historically, they go on often frequently for at least a couple years at a pretty good level. Then they might die back and become a more seasonal thing. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're nowhere near the 2 years yet. Well, we're approaching it, but we still have, several months to go. And even then, I suspect we're going to have to be very careful. But you just have to look around you and see how many people end up despairing at the level of effort that's required and at the inconveniences. And there's a lot of coffins stacking up out there for people who do this. There's very good reason, both for ourselves and for those we love, and for the sake of the whole of humanity, that we continue to be mindful and vigilant in these simple measures that have been proven to be so effective in preventing the spread of this virus. So patience. Patience is a willingness to continue to endure something that you would rather not have to keep enduring. And right now this seems just to be a time for patience in many, many areas. Our daily life has been changed by this plague and will continue to be changed to some degree for a long time to come because of it. There's no use fighting this truth. It's better to just accept it and do the best we can to adapt. We don't have to be paranoid. We don't have to be not sleeping at night because of terror that we or someone we love might get sick and die, because we're all going to die eventually. I'm just cautioning, keep up a steady effort and don't let down one's guard. This is proving to be more of a challenge in some respects than any of us could have anticipated, because many of the ways in which we've done things are being affected, and some of them perhaps permanently affected. So there's an effort here also to simply learn these new ways of doing things. Some of these ways of doing things are really helped by some of the new technologies. You know, 20 or 30 years ago, it wasn't so easy for the average person to have a video conference with friends and relatives, or a video meeting with friends and relatives. 30 years ago, I don't even know if the internet existed, except maybe as a little germ idea project somewhere. Nowadays, a lot of business is being done in this way, and a lot of meetings of friends and relatives are happening this way. So for those of us who are older, especially, we have to learn new ways of doing things. We weren't raised as children with these ways of doing things. And for some of us, we have to kind of come up to speed rather quickly under these present conditions. I remember River Master, when I was a young monk, she sometimes would talk about some of the peculiar sounding rules that Dogen, Great Master Dogen, included in his writings. Discussions of the rules for monasteries, the rules of training. Some of them sound strange to our modern sensibility, in our modern cultural situation. Very different in many ways from the situation which Great Master Dogen lived back in the 13th century in Japan, feudal Japan. But she said he was telling people the best hygiene. Some of these rules had to do with hygiene, for example. He was giving them the best hygiene principles that he knew. Perhaps he brought some of them with him back from China. And she said that if Dogen lived nowadays, he would be expressing the current best methods of personal hygiene, not those of feudal Japan. As Buddhists, we train in acceptance. We do a practice that has at its very core silent meditation, which we sit still and allow whatever is present in the world around us, within ourselves, to arise and pass. And we take refuge in that stillness and do that allowing, that accepting of everything that arises and passes. And from the position of that stillness, that which arises and passes is seen to be not absolute and final and ultimate and the last word in what is real. But compared to the depth of that stillness, it is relatively ephemeral and always changing. This practice of taking refuge in stillness is a huge help to accepting our present circumstances in a positive way, whatever they are. It fundamentally doesn't matter what they are, it's just passing scenery. When we get out there and get lost, confused amongst all that changeableness, that's when we get in trouble. Then we need to return again to that place of stillness, reground ourselves, reroot ourselves in that stillness. And remember, this too shall pass. These present circumstances shall pass. They are not the ultimate reality. They are not the enduring refuge. And from that place of stillness, I can cope with these changing circumstances, whatever they are. This present level of this pandemic will not last forever. While it's here, let's continue to be patient, mindful, and reasonably careful, so that hopefully we can meet again face to face and sit together in our meditation hall, perhaps one day without the masks. and the 6 feet or more between people. But for now, this is how it is. This is just how it is.
Be strong, good in all the world. Be strong, good softness in all the world. Homage to the scripture of greatest time.